Okay, we are now going to start our shiurim on Otzot Chaim. So far, what we've done so far is just the hakdamas, just a little bit of a background, because the problem with this limud is that as soon as we start, we're throwing it into deep end. Hagam, that we're mechalik between the tzohu and tikkun, that seems to be a threshold between, a zechir between the way the Rishonim and until the Ramak, we're learning all b'derech tohu, derech sfiris. Each one individual looking at the sphere b'fnei atzmo and seeing what the influence was there. And the chiddush of the Riza was to look at everything b'derech partzufim. B'derech partzufim. And we see a remez as well in the Zohar, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, until when I'm going to be teaching you about the tohu? And he says, for now, I'm going to teach you about the tikkun. That's when after the shviras we're going to be learning, then there was a process called the tikkun olamos. So again, there's a difference between looking at b'derech sviras and looking there patsufim. Patsufim is much later on, it's after the man of tikkun. The problem is as soon as you open up the etzayim or the otzayim or a kabbalah svarim, they throw you into patsufim. Make up your mind, there's no patsufim here. And that's why you have to call on to this Havana we spoke about Reka. Were you here when we spoke about Reka? But no? This is the way that you're looking at it, you can see, you know. Ah, okay. So maybe I'll just summarize what's doing over here. Because we have a principle, this is really drawn out from a Sefer Agot from it's called the Bir Esesfilas. Actually has a new name, it's a new Madur came out called Mayan Moshe. And this Mayan Moshe is of Moshe Shatz, a big mekubal in Yerushalayim, and he was medayik from one of the early Rishonim, the Rebbe and the Ramban, is called Rav Zriel Megronada. And there he's medayik from him from different mekoyimus over there. The Taka, there's a musik called Reka. The Hain is like this, that we can't say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is missing anything. If you say Taka, the Sfiros weren't there at the beginning, or the Partsufim weren't there at the beginning, then you're saying that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Chaser, Chaser Shonah. Right? Muslim Zogin, that Taka, everything was there. But how can you have everything there? There's a process here, you know, there's Shvirim, the Tikkun. Again, that's only because we were looking at Milimata Limata. That's only when we're looking at over here in the world of Bina, the world of time, where things have to take time, so therefore you have a process of from Shvir to Tikkun. Mashiach came when it's Klapi the Eibishter, it's a kulu yichud gomu, right? There's no time, there's no this before that, and therefore to say anything opposite than that, the fact that it's kotzus metzias, you're not giving an actual picture of the metzias as it is. The Haina, when we speak about Ensof, that means everything is in there. And that helps us when we start learning to still, even though that he throws the book at us, there is as soon as we start, Patsufim, this and that, the Lamas, you know, what do you, you know, wait a little bit, you know, give us a Shashalas of the volume. The truth is that it's everything there in Bavas Achas. And again, the way we're looking at this is that there is a, gets a Nuvua, right? He's seeing the Olamas Ayelionim, and he's getting Hadrocha from Elyon Novi, right? And he's seeing this all the basachas, right? He's being koach chokma, the ayin, the koach riya. When he goes up there and he's seeing these things, he's seeing all in one go, right? That's the difference between bina chokma. Chokma is the klal; you see everything in one go. Bina is that I'm on the telephone, you're not in the room. I have to explain to you everything, all the potim in the room. There's a chair and there's a table, and that's taking me a half an hour to explain to you. But if you're to be here in one shnia, you see everything. The shaila is, if you see everything, how are you supposed to put it down to paper? When he goes in the Lamas Elyonim and he gets this Nevuah, how do you want him to explain everything about Doch? Well, this happened and that, because everything is interlinked and everything is, there's no time there, and you're seeing one big Tmuna. That's what we see over here. That's the little bit of a Baya that everybody has in getting into this limo, because there's so many details at one time and there's no real Seder in things. That's Mabalba the Oilam. But we take it Be'adocha, that you have to understand that's the way Mekabal of things. And we'll put things into place. Now, the Musig of Reka, just to summarize, because you weren't here last time, is that everything is there, the Meister. The Shaila is, what's our focus on? Our focus is on the forefront or the background? Okay? For example, there cannot be a sphere which exists on its own. Can you say that? It's like we said, example of limbs of a behemoth. There's 25 limbs of the behemoth right here. It's not a behemoth. Each limb is not an entity bifnatsimo. It can't work bifnatsimo. There's no toelis of being bifnatsimo. It's only a toelis when it works in as in a whole. So Muzman Zogen, as I state everywhere in the Aruch, is not the Taka, the Patsufim were there in the background working. Except Avolos. Why are we speaking about Tzvios time now? And why are we speaking about Patsufim later on, or even before then? And he's mixing the terminology. In one line, we talk about Tzvios, Patsufim, Tzvios. Because he's looking at the perspective in two different ways. He's looking at the forefront and he's looking at the background. Trying to give you as best of a picture as he can of what he's looking at. Okay? So not to Mibaba with the Kasha. Is it either this or is it either that? Which one? Make up your mind. Teretz is both. Right? The six sides of the cube. It depends which way you're looking at. Everything is cool Emes. The shine is where we're placing our focus on. And plus with the charts of Erechim, it helps us a lot because we can call it Nahi, we can call it a Chagat, we can call it a Chabat. It depends where you're holding in your level of perspective. Right? And the Moshe we've given many times is a person. Right? A person. Yaakov, right, is the grandfather. He's the son, and he's the father. Well, which one is he? Come on, make up your mind. Is he the grandfather? You're right. The truth is, he's all at one go, right? He's the grandfather because of the grandchildren, he's the father because he has sons, and he's also the son because he has a father. It's not a stira. So we can call it Nahi a Chaget and a Chaget a Chabad. Depends which way we're going to set up the Patsuf. That's Bederech Erechim. Okay, that was a little overall sikum what we spoke about. Okay, so let's start now. Shai Gulin.
How do you type the word rabbi?
I think it's background.
Right.
Background, yeah.
Meaning, looking at things.
You have to realize that anything you look at, even in this world, everything you look at is always has a background. For example, you have two chairs in front of you. And you ask somebody, describe what you see. So one person will say, I see two chairs. And the other person will tell you, I see space. What do you see space? There's chairs, there's not space. Because I'm not actually focusing on the chair. I'm actually focusing the space between the two chairs. Okay? Except our focus is not really on the background. The focus is always on the forefront. But you have to definitely listen that if there's no background, there's no forefront. It's a hobo hotelier. You can't have chairs without a background. You have to have space in order to hold the chairs. Okay, so as I was saying, you cannot have one without the other. You understand what I'm saying? Without space, there's no place for the chairs to be there. That's coming to answer the kasha. Why is it Takeda Rizal jumps to Patsufim on Frank Shai Gulim way before the Shvirat Filo? There's nothing there. And he takes this Patsuf again. Patsuf and Taichi is Tikkun, right? Patsuf is a collection of Esses Sviros all working together. That gives you a Dovah Sholem. That's a Yichud. Everything before that is always Bedel Shvira. One Patsuf, one Sviro before the Asmo doesn't work by itself. Okay, so you expect that the beginning of the Etz Chaim or Etz Chaim to explain to you, first there was Sefer, there was a sphere called Keser, and then there was Chochmah, and then there was Bina. No, he talked about Arhampin and Ab and Ima, and those are collections of that, but we're not speaking about that here. We have to go back to Adrocha. That is, you can't speak about one without the other. It doesn't work. You always have to have the background to the thing in order to amplify the forefront. But you have to always keep in the back of your mind, it's always there.
So you can't describe Yaakov as a father until you speak about his children.
Right.
Then you know that I'm talking about him as a father.
Right.
Rather than as a son, because
can't work with the sphere of Chokhmah. There's no parts of that to help it to make it work. It doesn't work.
Why do you choose to speak about it like that when you could speak when the alternative would also be true?
Well, we only speak about the spheres first, and then that's the focus of our attention, to describe what the spheres are, and so on and so forth. And if we want to speak about the yich, the way they work together, all the spheres together, then you have to move into a different system called the Patsufim. But it's not this or that, it's both together. They're always there. Okay? That's the story of Israel and Golan Arba. Okay? It's a posh to your story. Everything is in the Abish. If not, chasalta. You made a chasalta. Okay, so let's start now. Shai Gulim. The first, we're doing Otzot Chaim. A little background. Otzot Chaim is like one of the many, many Sifrei Arizal. Why we're learning the Otzot Chaim? Simply because it's the most Mesudadika Sefer that we have of the Kitvei Arizal. There's many, many Sfarim. And this is going to take us through more or less the Shavshelis of the world and the way it happened. Besides what I just told you, Tonan, that he's Ma'alav Sugyas, but more or less we see a Shalshalas happening, the way the worlds are developing themselves, and so on and so forth, till we get to the final details of the Path Sufim. That's why we're starting with Otz Chaim, sort of a kitzur of the Otz Chaim. Etz Chaim is more made of different meduras, medura kama, medura baska, medura tanina, different meduras, basically the same thing. For the reason was that there was a year and 10 months, and the Arizal learned with the Marchol, learned with Arizal, and after the year and 10 months, he took the next 40 years of his life, the Marchol of Chavital, and rehashed the information. So from there came on many, many different editions of what he saw. So they were melaked everything into one sefer called Etz Chaim. That's partially some of the Svarim. There's other Svarim, but out of all of that, the Mahalach and the Mahalach in Eretz Yisrael is a Purim to learn the Otz Chaim. That's the kitzur, and that gives us a good overview of the Arizal system.
Why do you say Mechasif from the Rebbein Shlem? I think most of these things, the Pratsufim, are not Meister Rebbein Shlem. They're just descriptions how the Rebbein Shlem is manning the world. It's not him.
The emes is nothing which is not him. There is nothing which is not him. Anything we see the emes is, it's not some creation. It's netzach. For example, if I were to build a table or a shtender, I build a shtender and I walk out of the room. It's fine. I build a shtender. The meisa, the bria, is not a zoin. It's not bechlal. It's more dormant to a flashlight. When I put on the flashlight, it looks like I have a whole world, and I have a stand there and I have chairs on there. But you understand, as soon as I stop putting my finger on the button, everything disappears. It's not clear that it's a yesh me'ayin. Again, we find this lashon in the Rishonim, yesh me'ayin. But the etzim, it's not. There's no real esh yesh me'ayin. That's one of his votes as a Rav Zvil. There's no real esh yesh me'ayin. We'll see that also with the Kitvei Arizal. The way you create things is through awe, and a bit more awe, a bit less than awe, and then that's Megashem, the awe, and that creates something, and from that is created something else. From that, it's always a shalshalas of the volume. But everything is linked, and when he takes his finger off the flashlight, everything reverts back to him. It's all an extension, a reflection, or for example, the rays of the sun, as an example given, of him. Right? It looks at it as something different. It looks like it's a part of Bifnei Atzma. It looks like it has no connection whatsoever. It's a Toros Mikol. Everything has the shores back into the shores, back into the shores. And the same with the seed. In it, inevitably, has all the shoshim of the tree and the plants and all the pails that come out from it. That's what we're speaking about here. That's the stakulos here.
Just in two minutes.
Sorry?
Like a tzimtzum.
That's right. That's the lashon, right? The tzimtzum after tzimtzum after tzimtzum until we get what we want. The Rishon LeZion gets what we want. Okay, so we're ready to. Any other questions? You want to ask any questions? Ready to go. Oh, okay. So, Otzot Chaim, Shai Gulim is the first Shah. Dush Adam Kadmon. Okay, Dush Adman Kadman is what we have an appreciation for. It's Ak. Ak. This is one of the worlds that will be created. This is the first world which will be created, and from Ak, this world will come all the other worlds. Okay, so Agdama Achas Kolelis says the Arizal. Agdama Achas Kolelis Mina Ensof Ad Ze Ampin. I'm going to give you an example, an Agdama which includes everything. Until the end of Mina ends of Adzer Anpin. Like I said, we don't know anything about Hatsuf, and we're just starting off from zero here. But you have to. It's interesting to know that beside the Azer Anpin is not the last Hatsuf; it's usually Nuk. Nukveya. That means the the Nukveya of Ze'anpin. The Shaila is, why did he stop and say till Ze'anpin? So the Farshim Tumadich a little bit to find out what is the, what is Pshat of it. Why is he only explaining till Ze'anpin? But later on we'll see there's a Sha'anuk. He does explain to us all about the Shechina and the Nuk and all this. Why is he stopping here? The answer is, the rule is that, the same when Yehusha, is that who lokeach shtei manas, who lokeach es mana le'atzmo v'noisen es mana shela. Da'ilo, he always, the Zal will always receive shefa. I might be saying words that we're not familiar yet, but this is the way it works. When he receives shefa milimala from the pasufim milimala, he always takes two parts for himself, which is called chug chasam gvuos, and he takes on his chelik and he passes on to her. So be'etz, whatever you say in Zah, will happen in Nuk as well. So if I tell you all the processes and all the system that happens to Zah from Zah, and what's coming to Zah will happen identically with Nuk. So there's no real there are differences, because but in the Chloliastik, this is the Chloliastik Hakdoma, in that there's no difference. So if we speak about Zah, it's like speaking about Nuk. Then it continues with that. At the beginning of all things, what was there? There was an all poshut. That's that all is a dogma, right? Obviously, this is double gashmi. All, there's no all there. There's no, if you go into olam le'enyonim, you won't see any all there whatsoever. Again, but it's the closest we have double ruchni. So we use the motto of all. And he says, "Kol haMetzias." What I'm saying, "Kol haMetzias." Well, there's nothing there yet. He says, "Kol haMetzias." V'dav b'tchila. And he says, "B'tchila." At the beginning, as if there was an end, and there was a middle, and there was a beginning. We have to make mazvir. So again, "Da ki b'tchila hakol haya kol haMetzias." There was a Metzias, some type of Metzias. They're all poshut. Okay, it's all poshut. V'nikra Ein Sof. And this Metzias that was there is called Ein Sof. Ein Sof. V'lo hayasham Shum Chalal Shum Avir Ponoy. There's only Take and Ein Sof. Ein Sof is infinity. Ela Kol Haya Or Ha Ein Sof. It's a little Shino Loshan. He said Ein Sof, and now he's talking about all Ein Sof. What does that mean? Okay, I want to be Magdalene a little bit, just to tell you, this is something the Mefarshim say in the Ramaz at the back of the at Otot Chaim, the Hagosa Ramaz, very important that in that Ramaz lived, I think, 80 years after the Marcho, like 450 years ago or so. And the Ramaz says over there, in other Mefarshim, Ramoshe Zakuta. One of the early Mefarshim, it's around 80 years after the Marcho. Yeah. And there he says also the Leshem Tak and Leshem in Beurim. We know Leshem Shabov Achloma is the grandfather of Rabbi Eliashiv. He has a sefer, very, very beautiful sefer on Et Chaim called the Beurim. He has four sforim, like Domus Shorim, he has sefer Klolim, sefer Dea. What's Nogea to us is sefer Beurim. And there he says the same word over there, that what we're speaking about over here is going to sound very strange to what I'm about to say, but this is what they say, is that we're not talking about the Eivishto Ki who's there. Strange, right? We're learning Kabbalah, the highest ruchnis that we have in Yiddishkeit here, and we're not mentioning the Eivishto at all Ki who's there. There's no mention in all that time about Hashem. We mentioned UK Vovke, we mentioned all the Sheamus, the Kodoshim, nothing to do with Eivsh. As the Zohar says, Leis Machshova Tfisa Kla. Leis Machshova Tfisa Kla. We have to leave the Eivsh out of it. Kiviyachal. It sounds funny, but Takid, it's the Emes. Because we have no Machshova, says the Zohar, we have no Tfisa whatsoever. There's not Shara Bechla to put anything on paper. Ein L'Rosa. To give a bureau, what's all we're doing here, all the Arizal explained to us, the Tatsal that he's seen coming out from this. He started off, the story starts off in the Ein Sof. Ein Sof is a creation, the high, not Mamash creation, but it's really no Musik of Yesh Me'ayin. But most, like, we give an example of the rays of the sun. The rays of the sun is not actually the sun, but it's not actually not part of the sun. It's attached to the sun. It's a tatzal from the sun. So we started the story once upon a time from the rays of the sun. The Ein Sof is not the Eivishto. Again, we say Bohu, base hay afterwards, Bohu. After became it's so Kodesh as a Mefarshim, we say Bohu, but it doesn't mean not to make a toast, to make Kodesh, that is the Eivishtim, not only Eivishtim. And then there's a Musa called the Or Ein Sof. This is the Shinoloshim. The first Ein Sof. And then with the Or Ein Sof is Vita creation, says the Mefarshim. So we have the Eivishtim, Leis Machshava Tfisa Klal, that we're not speaking about. Okay? Which is unfathomable, because if we're talking about infinity already, Ein Sof is infinity. We're talking about infinity of infinity, you know, it's just, we don't have these calculations, Bichla, it doesn't shim Bichla with our sagas. What's more than infinity? Infinity is mispashit forever, you know. So, we don't talk about it, we don't metapel with this. We're talking about, not only we're talking about the Ein Sof, we're talking about the All Ein Sof, which is a vital symptom of the Ein Sof. So whenever we said there was no Chalal, there's all Pshutik Mashmo. Now, in the Atzchaim, what's very important.
Where did you see things here? Where did you see there's something?
Nikra Ein Sof. When Nikra Ein Sof, the all portion is called Nikra Ein Sof. Then he says, "V'lo haya sham shum chalav shum avipano ela hakol haya or ha Ein Sof."
Why is that the same thing?
This is the all of the Ein Sof.
Ori portion Nikra Ein Sof. That's called Ori Ein Sof.
Yeah, Ein Sof is all. Right, Muskim. But this is the all ha Ein Sof.
When you call the Ein Sof, you mean the Ein Sof.
Yeah.
The Kriya of the Ein Sof is Ein Sof.
The one thing.
What we call the Ein Sof,
yeah,
is Ein Sof.
That's right.
Because the Ur is the Gilui of it. So what, you
that's
have
right.
A Tfisa,
right,
on the shame.
Yes, correct. So in the Etz Chaim itself, we'll find a safe in the bottom of the Etz Chaim. It's called Biurim. Hagos Biurim, Rav Halpern was Misadr, brought the different Mefarshim, the Divrei Sholem, the Leshem many times, the other Mefarshim, Shemen Sosan, the other Mefarshim on the Etz Chaim. And then he says, Taka, what's the Mitzias over here? What is this O Ein Sof B'chal? What's the Mohusa? The Taka brings down, I think if I'm not mistaken, from the Divrei Sholem, that we're talking about O Chesed. O Chesed, interesting, O Chesed. O Chesed, so imagine it's O Chesed. The Emes is the Leshem is Mazdeh. And an ort, that there's only really two koiches in the world. There's what we call chasadim v'gvuras. We call chuk. Chasadim v'gvuras. These are two koiches. That is it. There's no other two koiches. Eshemayim, says the Leshem. Those are the two koiches which make everything go about. So, what do we have here? We have an Ein Sof, which is called chasadim. Then Dino, what we call the Eivishter is Kulo Chesed. This is where it comes from. Thank you. There was all Ein Sof, which was Mispashet Ad Ein Sof, which is infinity, and it was Kulo Chesed. Again, how do we explain the difference between Gvur and Chesed? Gvur is potential, Kulo potential, but no actualization. Right? When you have chesed, giving, but you never potentialize everything. It's only when you mitzamtzem yourself, you're able to come to actualization, right? Just like the mayim v'keli. Mayim v'keli. It's very nice to give, pour water. It won't help you at all, because water is just running off with no tafkid. Just to give, doesn't help anything. You have to have the restraint, the right amount of giving restraint, that gives you the right balance. That's tiferes. So in the beginning here, we have kulo chesed, kulo potential. We can do anything we want here. Later on, when we see the tzimtzum, that's when the gevuras and the dima are going to come about, and that's going to help us help the Eivishter will have the Eivishter. That's what the Eivishter creates as a world. So the Rale, without going too fast, we have over here the all poshes. Now, let's continue. Now the Derech of the Arizal is while he's speaking about Devarim, just to confuse you a little bit, he throws in things on the side. Okay, this is a side issue now. When the kishu'ol beritzon, we'll see that's a musig in Aliyas Man. Those who understand the Kavanas, Aliyas Man, when he wanted to start the process of this creation called the world, what did he do? Lahatzil in the solim, to create the creation, lesibadon, that's for the reason which he's about to give. He lihikore rachum v'chanum ki ein ba'olam mishi kabel rachum imimenu ech hikore rachum v'chein ader ze v'kolen kinuyim. So There we go. Very nicely, he explains to us the reason why the Eibishter seems to be, the reason why he wanted to create Lesiva the Nas, is that because he wanted to be called Rachum V'Chanun. And if there's nobody here to be calling him Rachum, therefore, how can he be called Rachum? He wants to be called merciful. And so on and so forth, the rest of the Kinuyah. Now, this is very, very schwer. All the Mefarshim straight away jump on this, and it's a Pashta Kasha. The Eibishter needs anything from us. He needs to be called Rachum. I mean, what's going on here? He has a Rotson, he wants to cover it. What's the Pshat here? Noch Akasha, the Mefarshim also asked over here, then in Sefer Klolim, at the beginning of Etz Chaim, is something called Shaar Klolim. Not Sefer Klolim, it's a Shaar Klolim. Shaar Klolim is basically a sikum of all Etz Chaim in a few pages. Very, very difficult. Most people, I heard Taka the Hezbollah was the reason why the Shaar Klolim is put at the beginning of the Etz Chaim. He basically throws the book at you, the whole thing, you know, just packs it in within a few pages, all Etz Chaim, just simply to put you off. Partially to put you off, yeah, apparently that was the vote, because we even see this vote in the Zohar itself, because we find hadrogas in the Giluyim. That even Rabbi Shimon Chai was to megale to us in Be'adocha. It was first Taki the Tohu, and for many years Taki when he dashed by the Tilkun, and then we see the Zohar says, oh, now I can megale, talk about the Shvira, I can talk about now about the Tikkunim. I'm surprised, just tell us in one go. What's my Teretz was, he didn't have reshus. There was always a level of releasing these Giluim slowly but surely. So even in the times of Arizal, even in Taki, they learned Kabbalah, but Taki was a different soul completely. They learned only the Asara, and Taki learned from Bitsnia, and the way they would make sure it would be kept in this type of soul is to make a lot of times to put people off. And the way they did that is often just overwhelm them with. And the Torah's Chochem, which is Talmud Chava, the Rashash, actually goes as far as to say that they actually used to make mistakes. The Macho actually made mistakes in their time for this purpose, just to put off people who are not willing to learn, just for them to give up. Okay, our times now, the lesson says it is not applicable. Adarab, the Shah Shamayim, Shah Rachamim are all open. The Geluyim are Megali one day, and we have more Geluyim than actually they had, and we're much more of a heter to learn than they did. Akoponim, in the Shah Hakololim, state a different Sibah for the creation of the world. There, he says, because he wanted to be Meitiv Libiro Yisof. He's a Meitiv. He's Kula Chesed, we said, right? So all Chesed, he wants to be Meitiv. How can Meitiv? There's nobody there. So he creates an Am in order to be Meitiv to them. Poshtetam. What's a stilte? What are we seeing over here? Here seems to be a different Am, and even this Tam needs a Bio. So.
Even your reason of Meitiv has got the same kash as the first reason.
Shtikla, it's not as bad. Here it seems to be a Baal Gai right here. You know, he wants to be called Rachum. There, Chodesh at least, yeah. So the all the Mefarshim people, talking about the Ramchal, to the Leshem, to the, everybody speaks about it. Ginzei Ramchal speaks about it. They all speak about this Kasha. So there's another Mefarsh Taka called the Kerem Shloima. Kerem Shloima is a beautiful Pirush on the Etzchayim Taka. And I'll read you out the Losh. The Taka is brought down over here. He says, Kavonihi, ki alidei she'ein sof bochu, shu tachlis hatoiv ve'etzem, ve'derech hatoiv lehetiv lizuzoso, v'chein boro hasfiros yesh me'ayin, ubehem shaychim likinuyim ha'ilu shel rachum v'chonun, ve'ein sof bochu mitlabish bahem, ועל יודם הוא פועל אל טובוסו לבני אדם, ורק על יודם אנחנו יכולים לקבל את טובוסו וחינוסו, ובזה יוצא מכוח לפועל עצמוס וטובוסו. I like this. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be native, but he doesn't want to overwhelm us, right? So he has to create a system in order that we can access, right? Nama de Kesufas, it wouldn't be fair that we're just overwhelmed with all goodness. We want to work for it. We want to feel taki it's magirli, right? Nam nekum sufa. So what do we have to do? Kol Shabbos puts up a system called the Yud Gil Midas, and also the system of spheres and so on and so forth, that when we call upon them, or when we have a shakas to them, when we mispalle doing mitzvahs, we're able to tap into these yud gimel midas and all these spheres, and therefore draw down this goodness. Draw down this goodness that we're speaking about. Again, we're not talking about the Eivishter here. We're not talking about his Baal Gav, because again, Vaita, the principle is we're not talking about the Eivishter. We're talking about things that come out from the Eivishter. This is a system being formed here, a system for our tafkid, our tachlis, and therefore that's what the Lesibel Nodas, meaning this system has to be created, and a system called Rachum V'Chonon Ali Day, that we call the Rachum V'Chonon, we can now access tachlis, this Shefa. It's all for our good. Again, for the Siba Nodas, which is Leheiti Boyosa. So that's the Ikatam.
So you're putting together the reasons or not?
Yeah.
Putting them together?
Yes.
Yeah. You say, no, the Be'etzem.
Be'etzem doesn't need anything. It's only for our good.
Because he's Nikra Toiv, therefore he wants to become, to be called Rachel. Maybe it's one reason.
It's more than that. It's not that he wants to be called Toiv. It's not because he wants it to be Toiv. He wants us to call him Toiv for our benefit, not for his benefit. He doesn't want to just give us Chesed. He wants us to work for us. He wants us to mispalil and to call upon his name Rachum in order that we should. It's for our benefit. So we are looking at milamal elmata. We think that he wants to be called, you know, for his purpose, he wants to be called Rachum. No, we have to look milimata lemala. He wants us, for him, for us to call him Rachum in order that we should get benefit. Right? There are many, many pages on this in Leshem. I inshallah, if you want more, would be on. Okay, that was on the outside. Let's go back to the development of the world.
One chapter, the third one, and it says that the deepest one is Gilei Yichud, which also ties in with these other two as well, because it's through the Yichud that all these things can happen. So you could have all different middas that you can be made to.
Mm-hmm.
He says that's the deepest kavanah.
Yeah, but doesn't explain why he wants to. Because he wants to be called Rachum. What's planned now?
Because the shemus of the way that he's mamshich hashefa.
Yeah, okay, so right. same thing.
Yeah, but Yichud shows exactly how it works. It's not just like we were saying at the beginning. It's not just like this middah, that middah, that middah. It's all of them together. The Yichud, the interaction between all of them as one.
Yeah. Okay, let's continue. The as Tzimtzum Atzmo Be'emsa Ol Shulo. So what did he do? He went through a process called Tzimtzum. We'll discuss it in a minute. Benikudas Hamerkas Emtzayis Shabo. V'sham Tzimtzum Atzmo El Etzdodim V'sivivois. V'nisha Chalal Bentayim. Okay, so let's people can make a big mistake in how to upload this. First kasha the Mufashim ask over here is that where is the middle point of infinity? What? What he say? He said he was Nekudem Ekozem Sois. We're talking about the Ensof here, right? And in the middle of the Ensof, he created the Tzimtzum.
It must be a shame so far. It's impossible anywhere else.
It's impossible, right? That's the cash, right? So, no, I'm motion, no. What? Huh? We spoke about this, remember?
Yeah, I remember we spoke about that. I don't
know. Right, okay. There are many, many different tools into this. Many, many tools. And one of the tools, I think, is the based Lechem Yehuda of Bataillon, is Pirush on the Atzchaim. I think he says over there that Bachoshita, we don't understand. It just doesn't make sense. But that test, the best test I like, I think it's the Kevin Shlomo Taka says, also the Leshem, says Ka'inze, it's like this, is that what he decided to do was to designate an area. In the middle of that area which he designated, that is the emsa of that designated area. What does that, right?
What area? Sorry, where is
infinity.
Area?
We're talking about infinity. Yeah. We don't know where that area is. We don't know where that area. No. We didn't.
Is that the telephone?
Ensof is a space. It's a space. It's infinity. The space continues on and on and on. Right? Now, a portion of that space he designated and said, okay, in the middle of that space, I will now make a tzimtzum and make an area for the worlds to come about. It's a the Shein Eteret. So what happened over here? So as Nachbu, as Tzimtzum Atzu beEmso Oshelo, beNekuda Mekodesh beEmsois Shabo, in Shai Shabo of that designated space. Why not? Which all of that all which he designated? Okay, okay, the that. Otherwise, it just doesn't make any.
He doesn't say the benekuda Americas and soy. First is benekuda
Americas and soy for boy. So what's a boy of the oyushiloi?
Yeah, that's the emsa. Yeah. I'm saying it's not the same. That first emsa doesn't mean my mission in the center. It just means somewhere in the middle.
There's a few too. Like I said, the five tours, we're not going to go through them right now. But let's go back to it. Sham Tzimtzum Atzmo Letzodim VeVisivoy. Now the Shaila, he made a Tzimtzum. Now, how do we look at that Tzimtzum? Shem Mefarshim Take the Skat. Did the Tzimtzum happen from outwards to inwards, or from inwards to outwards? How did the Tzimtzum come about? So it's interesting enough. I mean, in the old Otot Chaim, you'll see that there's a dot drawn right in the middle of this. You know, this is a picture from the Ram Chaim Vital himself. He draws a picture, a round picture. And maybe it's over the page. No, it's not that one. Is it over the page? No. It's in the Etz Chaim. Sorry, you won't find it here. I didn't bring my Etz Chaim. In the Etz Chaim, it's written a picture with a dot in the middle. And just to show how the medactic they are, they all discuss what is that dot. How the medactic in the pictures, what is that dot? They go, absolutely sugar. Is it Dafka? Is it Nikudis and Sois? Is it the Malchus? You know, what is that the point where the Tzimtzum started? Is that the point where the Tzimtzum ended? Or all the dinim, did they all gather there? It came from like this, and they all gathered there, or it pushed out. The lesson, interesting life. He says it's a mistake. It's a printing mistake. The height of the printers, when they read this nekuda insois, they put a nekuda inside. Very simple, you know. Some people can make a big pill out of it. But the lesson, I call upon him. I think Rubik Kukul and Taka all say that Tzimtzum happened from in to out, from inwards outwards. We'll find Nafka Minas as well.
The Shaila seems to go the other way.
You crumple something in, yeah.
We're trying to create space here.
Yeah, so you create space.
How can you create space by crumpling? We've got all oil and water.
It's a circle of Tzimtzum.
You just bring the all. What's so hard to imagine?
You push the oil in
till you crumple it. That dot in the middle. That you crumpled everything into that little dot. Around that dot, you have all.
There's some oil in the middle still.
Yeah, kielum. We're saying it's a printing mistake on the lesson. So. We'll see how that works exactly.
But you're not going with that. You're saying.
Yeah, we're saying
Taki. That's what he's saying here. So it starts from the middle and then it goes out to the Svivas.
Yeah. Starts from the beginning, from the middle point, Nekozi. Nekuda Mekozi. And sorry, Shabbat, Risham Tzimtzum. From that place onwards, and since Atzma Elet Stodim went outwards, all the way around. So what do we have? We have the O and Sof, called the O Saviv. O and Sof. And then you have a mokah, which is Nisha Chalal Bentayim. V'hai yazeh Tzimtzum Rishon Shel Amatzi Ledin. Now, what does this mean, Chalal? How do you understand Chalal? What's Chalal mean?
Emptiness.
Now, what does that mean? Vacuum? What does it mean? It means how do you type up Chalal?
There's no
oil.
The oil has been taken away. The oil inside is not there.
Right. So what is there?
It's weaker. It's a weaker oil. It's been diminished somehow.
I think it's taken away now. It's completely removed that oil, it says.
The choshech is also a bria.
We don't have the kingdom to understand it,
you could say that. When you finish that time and there's no time, it's just to understand. So attacking the Mepharshim say over here, the Divrei Sholem. In fact, it's also brought in the Hagos and Biurim there in the Etz Chaim. Here we're talking about a case where there again, Nachamon. We're talking about the oil and sof is kul chesed, and we said that there's only two koyches in the oil. We said there's a koach hachasodim and a koach hagvuros, which is nickname called chug. So when I say chug, you know what I'm talking about, right? Chasodim v'gvuros. So obviously, if you're taking away the chasodim, what's left? Gvuros. Gvuros are left there. That's exactly what there is. Not to make the toes is nothing. You know, there's a vacuum, there's absolutely nothing there. It can't be. The Eivishter, there's a yuchud gomu. With Ma'am in Taka, the Yichud, the Eivishter, everything belongs. There's nothing which is chosid, nothing which is netak, nothing which is separate from the Eivishter. Everything, every creation is just an extension of Him, Kiviyachol, right? In many, many different tzimtzumim. The Chalal is also there, the Hainu. If you were to have, imagine those black paints, and on top of this black paint, there's white paint, and you're removing the white paints, what are you doing? You're just Megale something which is there. It's in, like you said, it's a new Bria, not something which is new, as supposed to say that it's just been created. It was always there. This you saw in the Breka again. You can only say something is Chesed if you have some Gvur there to compare it to, right? You can't have something white. There's no Musik of colors. You can only say white because you know that's compared to black, it's white. You can only say there was Chesedim there if there was Gvur there. Now, why do we want Gvuros Bechlal? His matey, he wants to give us Hatova, he wants to Itzkulu, what's he bringing all the din in on? You can just imagine that it's a very hot space there. It's Kulu din and Kulu Gvuros, but what's the Tavkis Bechlal? This is a big story than Kelu. In Kabbalah, we can summarize Kabbalah in two words. That's it. All of Kabbalah, everything that you'll learn from Mikan Le'avon, just remember this. Really, you can summarize it in two words: Or and Keli. Or and clear. That's all there is. Okay? Now, even to mitzamtzum that, you can say one word: everything is just Or. I told you it's Or and clear. Clear comes from the Or. That's the process. Very simple. Now, you know all Kabbalah. We can go home now. That's it. That's something you learn Kabbalah. Yeah, it's all clear. That's it. It's all. That's Emes. Right? How we see that from the onfang, the onfang. We are creating now a keli. Right? You can't expect the Eivishter to give when there's no receptacle. Makes sense, right? He's meiti. He wants atova. He wants to give. Where's the keli? How's the keli going to be created? Through the gvuros. Remember again, the klalim chasodim is kulum is pashit, is all potential with no actualization, as the water is flowing. But you're thirsty. What do you need? You need a cup to restrain the water in order to actualize the potential of this chesed. How can I be nenev chesed if it's just going over my head? I need a receptacle there. I'm the receptacle. Eibusha wants to be made to me. I'm the keli. That's the gvuros. The gvuls will be now the building blocks for the kli. We're building a kli, and that's going to be Adam Kodman, that's going to be the primordial man, as we call it. He's called the kli, the primordial kli, and then we're going to be machnis into this mokum, not to be mistaken, the vacuum, not to be mistaken, the emptiness is kulo keli. That is synonymous with gvuls adinim. Okay, those are the rules. That is that clear?
Yes.
What? Yes?
So you're talking about Bria, we're taking something away.
What do you mean?
It's about Yeshmaim, really, we're taking something away.
Yeah, like I was Magdin, you weren't here, but there's no Musak Edsel. Again, we find this Losh in the Rishonim, not to Megare, the Ramban, Alaf Chumash, Taxis, Yeshmaim, the Bria. But again,
what?
Klape Aas
is Yeshmaim.
Klape Aas is Yeshmaim. It's all the
Erech. Also in Kabbalah, there's a Madrake of Yeshmaim, there's a Madrake of Ayin as well.
Okay, again, this is all the Erechim. This is all the way we look at things. But Etzim, everything is just an extension of the Tzimtzum and of the Tzimtzum. As we'll see, Taka in the Forsha, the volume, it's always a connection, always a Yichud Gom. Once you say Yesh Me'ayin, it's Kilo's Netak. I've created something else. I created this Shtender and I walked away. It doesn't work that way. It's a flashlight example. The light is always coming out from the all, from the flashlight. As soon as it stops, it's gone. Everything is Ne'alem. If it's Yesh Me'ayin, it's like you created, it's finished. Okay, so let's we got a few more minutes, so let's continue. Now, v'zeh mokom chalal hu ogul ba'ashva achas mikol stodov. It's like it was perfectly equal. And the Mefarshim takes this was in order to give hashpa to everybody equally. Because if you have a triangle or a square or a rectangle, not everything in the middle will be receiving the shefa the right degrees. Ad shenimtza olam atzilus v'kol olamos nutunim b'toch hachalal hazeh v'o ein sof ma'akifo b'shava mikol stodom. So again, the picture is you have a round. The Arizal says the example given, the Arizal, is onion. An onion. Imagine an onion. We're talking not, we're talking about 2D, we're talking about 3D, we're talking about this mokum tzintzu is a round ball. A round ball. Keep that marshal here. Onion is a very, very meduitic lotion.
Why do you want to use three dimensions as opposed to two? It's only a marshal anyway. For the marshal, two dimensions is good enough.
Well, that is a big shaila. That's a big shaila. Whether it's symptom is kipshuto or symptom is in a kipshuto. It's a huge shaila. It's a huge shaila. Like some say it's the low kipshuto, and therefore in Chanan it's a moshul, it's an imshul, that actually never happened. And Taka, this is the way we take on the pashtas, is Taka is kipshuto. Okay. Now even the pshuto is the club pshuto, maskev. But again, we're given reshus to medame things, to vorim of bnei odom, medame things. So we're allowed to write pictures and things that, you know. So we have to have some mashalim. If not, it neshtan the ganzu limud.
So you're saying like three dimensions is a better way of understanding.
The reason says it's an onion. That's the lotion. The reason at time at the beginning of shai gulim. Says imagine an onion. Okay. Because we'll see there's layers and layers and layers, and that's the best marshal to be given here.
If you could go up from three dimensions to four to five, if you want to make
I don't know what four
but
and five
is. That's hard for us to understand that.
It's hard to imagine four and five dimensions, right? Okay, so Achinim so Olam Atzilus. Olam Atzilus doesn't mean the Olam Atzilus, because we know there's Atam Kadmon, Atzilus, Bri, Yetzir, Sia. We're not talking about the Atzilus. We're talking about, when he refers to Atzilus, at the point of stage, we're just talking about the creation in totality. The Kol Olamos, because we know this Ensof, that's Ensof Olamos, which are being built. Not Nimtocha Chalal Hazeh. And now he's going to go into more details on how this is going to be brought about. And this is the Or Ensof, Makif B'Shav Kol Tzodom. We have the Or Ensof. Now, the way it starts off is that we're going to speak about the Kav now. There's two elements, two Bechinas that we're going to speak about here in the Or in Zmokum Tzimtzum. One is called the Kav, and one is called the Igulim. This is a shaila, which one came first? Which one? The Igulim came first, or the Kav came first? Okay, we'll speak about it a bit later. So he says as follows. One, he chose one particular direction where to start placing in this Kav we'll speak about. Hemshich or derer Kav Echad Yosha Dak Ein Sino Echad. A lot of words here. Again, I repeat. Or derer Kav Echad Yosha Dak Ein Sino Echad. A lot of verbs, adjectives, and nouns. Okay.
What does it mean before that? The line before derer Tzad Echad.
He chose out of this onion dogma one area to decide to put in this Kav. Okay, and this Kav was Der the Kav, it was one Kav, and it was Yosha, and it was Dak, and it was Kein Tzino. Echa, we'll explain this. O hanimshach me'ein sof el toch ha'chalal hazeh umame umimale oso. So what does this mean exactly? So let me just fill you in with the mefashim a little bit to make sense out of this. But etzim, when there was a tzimtzum here, and we said there was a chalal, and we translate in English words sort of, so there was emptiness, there was nothing there. But the truth of the matter is, it's not only, as we explained, there was the Or Gvur there, but more meduyek, the Mefarshim explains, and I think the one of the first ones is the Ramaz in the back of the Or Tzayim. Taki says Mefarsh there was speaking about there was left a residue. It's called the Shimas. The Shima was there, and that is the building blocks of all the creation which is going to come after that. Okay, that is, he left over, he didn't restrain, he didn't take away all the life, there was still life there, we call it Or Gvur, or Dinim, and that was Beder Rishima, sort of a residue was left from the original life. Now, that is left in place, and now within there he is dropping a line, a Kav Ichad Yoshodag Ke'ein Tzino. Now, are we talking about a Kav in the Tzino? is the Kav, the Or. It's hard to make out exactly what he's trying to refer to here. You know what I'm saying? Is it one thing, one Kav Yosha Dak, one Or? Or there's an Or in a Kav, there's an Or in a Tino, which is in the Kav. It's not quite clear his Loshan here. And also, he says, Mimale Oysa. And we see in the next line or so that we say this is an impossibility to Mimale Kol Halal. Because as soon as you Mimale Kol Halal, Choyzer Kmo Shahaya. And then you defeated your purpose. Right? There's no chokhmah of removing light and putting it back. That you haven't achieved anything. That's the Kula Alma, right?
There's a spacing. You can make the space here. All this is
In the halal, the space, right? But if you memale oyso, like is it memale oyso?
The whole halal. But we're talking. I thought it's memale the center.
Memale the center? No. We're not memale.
There's a whole way where he made space for the cup to go through, but. This whole big space.
No, you're only saying that because you're saying he's seeing the picture. He didn't leave space for the cat. Again, we're talking about emptiness. As you said, we're talking about clapping the all which is coming in now, which is Enso, which is in a high Madriga. Then what's there already, it's as if there's nothing there. Right? So now he's putting it now into this empty hole. It's going to be Yochel, right? It's coming in this calf. Now, is the calf the all? Or is the O derech hakav, and which is in the tino? What's the volt?
The idea of a tino is a kli itself, because it stops the earth going everywhere. So the tino controls it, so it only goes into a certain place.
Right. And that's the volt of it. That's what he's adding in. First of all, it was a kav ichad. It wasn't two kav. Again, a principle of tzimtzum. He was only, and then he says it was yosha. It wasn't tak it spread out. It wasn't all right. It was dak. It was also very thin. All these adjectives to explain to us how it was very tzimtzum. This all mamish a dakistic, very dakistic oil came in. Now it's ki ain't tzino. The tzino, like he's explaining, like he just told us, that is what's holding the light in. So the tzino was there, and how did you learn that the tzino came in with the oil?
Yeah.
Or the tzino was there already?
Same time.
What do you mean same time? We're talking about the oils coming in now. Derech hakav, derech tzino.
So you got the same question about the creation of the chalal itself. It's not something else. It was already there.
Right.
So we can say the tzino, the sides of the tzino were already there.
Already there.
It's just Hashem made sure it stayed there.
But he didn't tell us. He should have told us. There's a halal and he left the tzino there, he left the pipe there.
No, the halal, it's all part of the tzino. It's all part of the halal. It's all part of the halal. The
tzino is part of the halal. Where are you getting this from?
I'm not talking about the light of the tzino. I talk about
now we're establishing first thing. First thing is that there's an all. That's the all and sof coming in. And we're saying now that the all and sof is going derech hakav. It's going derech hakav. It's going straight into a kav, which is called the tzino. That's the tzino. It's going through this funnel. So we have a funnel type of thing, and then we have a kav coming in. This is where the Mefarshim explain. We're asking now, where does the tzino come from? Is it coming from with the calf together, as the oar is coming in, the calf is developing itself, the oar with its keli, or was it there originally? So he's trying to say to us that it was already there, but it probably doesn't say that.
So if you go
with the yisoid of the Ramaz that tells us that as he was spashed the oar, the tzimtzum, he left reshimo, says the reshimo, that's the system of function, the reshimo is the calf. Shima Taka, as we said, that's the building blocks of everything that was going to come. Those are Kalim. Those are the Kalim he's referring to over here. The Shima is the Tzino. So now it's coming and it's filling up. Memale Oyser is filling up that calf. Not the Mokum Halal. Again, not to make a mistake when he says Memale Oyser, but it's not talking about the whole Mokum over here. Because again, Choze Kamoshahaya, you haven't gained anything. Maravachta. But why he's coming in? The oar is coming in, filling up this rishimo, which is the tzur of a kav of a tzino, and it's being restrained by that tzino. And I will tell you a big story. Just the next minute, that the Divrei Sholem says, there's a cloud that there can't be oar in a keli, because if the oar comes directly into the keli, it shatters the keli. It always has to have sort of a cushion. Chulin has to have it's a cushion in order for that to break the power of the all. Right? There's a big yisoid in the Kavanas are called Panim, called some of those who learn Kavanas. And you know this is the process of or being soft enough by different patsuf in order for the keli to absorb this impact. It's sort of a moshe ba'ama of a shoe. A person has a shoe which is too big for his foot, he puts an insole. That's basically what it's all about. Says the Divrei Shalom, that's exactly what's happening over here. You have the Malkum Ponuri. Let him put the hole straight into there. What do you need the calf for? That is the patsuf adak that we're going to speak about later on, which is sort of the mechitza between the mokum, the keli, and this, the oil which is coming in order to, again, another form of miniature tzimtzum, in order for the mekabelin, this metzias which we're going to be creating, in order to be able to accept the light. Okay, so we'll stop it here, and then next time we'll meet, we'll continue. For more shiurim or information about the Yeshiva Tachen, please visit our website www.yeshivatachen.com. Have any questions or looking to learn Chochmas Emes with an experienced Rebbe? Please send us an email at yeshivatachen@gmail.com. That's yeshivatachen@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.